Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Richard Hess, H-E-S-S.
How are you today, Richard?
Doing well.
What can I do for you today?
Okay, I just set up everything and gave all my credentials for my checking account.
Okay.
But I think I gave the wrong... I left off a digit, I think, on my member number.
Okay. So your account number, you left a digit off?
Yes, I left off one digit, I think. I just called to make sure I got it right.
Absolutely. I can definitely take a look at that for you. What is your service address, please?
Oh, it's 42 Benner, B-E-N-N-E-R, Road, Red Hook, New York.
12571.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and pull up your account. All righty. And what is the best phone number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
If you have to get back with me?
I was saying just in case we get disconnected, where can I reach you at?
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. It's 845-233-1217.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Okay, and now when it comes to updating your account information, I may not be able to see the full account number, but it will show me the last four. Do you know if you left the digit off at the end of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
All right. So what is... Oh, interesting. It says that you're not enrolled in the auto pay. Did you want to set that up?
Oh, yes. I thought that was... Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, that comes with... because I got $10 a month more for...
Correct, yes.
Setting up paperless and, automatic. But it didn't go in, huh?
No, it did not. So let's go ahead and update that so it does go in, and that way you don't have to worry about it. So I will need the full routing number and the account number, please, if possible.
Okay. Okay, my, I got to get it. I know the other, okay, I got to check right here.
Okay.
Okay.
The routing number?
Routing number, okay. The routing number is 22196243.
Okay. And then
it's Mid-Hudson Valley.
Yep, that's what I got. I was about to confirm that with you. And then what is the account number, please?
Okay. 42-891-0001.
Okay, so that's 42-891-0001.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. And then, of course, it is your name on the account?
Yes.
Is there a middle initial that I should be including?
No, I have a middle initial, but I didn't use... I just... Yeah, no, I don't. I do. It's J.
Okay. Is it on the check, essentially? Like that's
yes,
just...
it is on the check, yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's as as it appears on the account. That way it prevents any kind of, no worries.
Richard J. Hess.
Awesome. And then this is a checking account. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So that is saved and updated.
Lucky. Because We thought it was in, you know. She says, oh.
Yeah, absolutely. Good thing you called. So now we've definitely got it up and running. That way, when you have your install, let's see. Did you already have your install? Checking for your appointment.
I don't know. After November 20th.
It's showing as an in-service date of November 30th. So around November 30th, you should expect a call from us for scheduling.
Okay.
But that way, I mean, you had plenty of time. It wasn't like a big deal. We don't charge prior to the date of installation, so you don't have to worry about that either.
Okay.
But otherwise, you are all set, Rich.
Okay, great.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to help you with setting up your auto pay. Did you need any help getting into your online account?
No, I haven't. I haven't set it up yet.
Okay, yeah, no worries. If you have the email, definitely check it out because I do know that the links do expire. I don't know exactly how long. I think it's like a week. But definitely check out the email. That way you can gain access. You can always edit your auto pay settings through the website, through your account portal as well.
Okay, so they gave me a confirmation code.
That's a confirmation of your order. There should have been another one where it had like a temporary password, and you would use that temporary password along with your email address as your username. So the temporary password would be typed in, and then it would ask you or prompt you to type in a new password.
Okay.
Was there anything else that I can help with today, Richard?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day and a wonderful week, or rather weekend.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.